Chapter 24.
Damn it! I swore in pain as mana coursed through me, filling me with a feeling of being burnt, frozen, and electrocuted all at once. Yet another attempt to raise my alteration skills spectacularly failing.
Fuck, that hurts!
Ever since we left Aldford, I'd been steadily practicing my new blink step spell whenever my mana allowed. Unfortunately, the process was proving to be just as painful and frustrating as I anticipated, and I hadn't even managed to successfully cast the spell once. The frequent failures had me trailing behind the party a few dozen steps, as we made our way steadily downhill towards Crater Lake, with only Halcyon hanging back with me.
"You're still doing it wrong," Halcyon said with a bit of frustration. "You're not properly accounting for the transpositional variables."
"What the hell does that even mean?"
I barked, a bit testily. For whatever reason, after a few failures, Halcyon had taken it upon himself to tutor me in magic.
"It means exactly what I said,"
Halcyon retorted, struggling to find words to explain.
"When you hit level 10, didn't you get a huge injection of magical knowledge?"
"Like the bit about spell mastery?"
"No, not just that. I mean, literal knowledge about magic."
Halcyon waved his hands around as he tried to find a way to explain.
"When I hit level 10, it felt like something stuck a fire hose into my brain and then turned it on. That's why I crashed to bed so early the other night. Now when I cast a spell, I need to and I'm able to account for every single piece of what the spell is gonna do as I cast it,"
he continued to explain.
"That includes where the spell is taking effect, how far is it going, along with how fast it is moving. I think with enough practice, I might be able to start doing little things like changing the colors of certain spells. Hell, give me enough time and I can maybe even change the element of the spell."
"No, I didn't get anything like that at all." I shook my head slowly, a little overwhelmed at Halcyon's excitement. "I just think of the spell, then it happens. Like this," I raised my hand as I conjured a flare. "I think of the flare in my hand and poof."
"Okay, and when you think of the blink step spell, do you think of your hand?"
I glanced at Halcyon as we walked, frowning. "Well, yeah, that's how I always cast magic. I figured I'd cast the spell, then choose where to go."
"Well, that's your fucking problem right there,"
Halcyon exclaimed with a laugh.
"No wonder it's not working. You're trying to blink step right into your palm. You're basically trying to dismember yourself with the spell."
"Are you fucking kidding me?" I growled as I triggered the spell, this time focusing on something in the distance.
"It can't be that easy."
Instantly, everything blurred as I teleported myself to the spot I had focused on. Then I immediately felt myself falling forward until I landed on my chest and skidded to a stop. Wheezing to get the air back into my lungs, I felt a footstep on my back.
"Oh,"
Sierra said with a bit of surprise.
"Hi, Lyrian. Taking a dirt nap? Or did you get your spell to work?"
"Can it be both?" Caius laughed as Drace helped me up. "I take you didn't mean to land on your face?"
"I don't even..."
I spat while shaking my head.
"Ugh, dirt."
As I rubbed the dirt off my tongue, I caught an alert in my vision.
"At least I'm making progress.
Alteration level 3. Nice! Hey, you did it, Lear!"
Halcyon exclaimed happily as he caught up to us.
"Well, aside from appearing a foot off the ground, I think you forgot about the downhill slope here. Can you see what I mean now about the variables in the spell?"
"No,"
I wheezed as I took a deep breath to help regain my wind.
"No, nothing like that, unfortunately. I just picked a spot and thought very hard that I wanted to go there."
"Oh,"
he sounded a bit disappointed.
"I only have one arcane tree at level 9 so far, Halcyon,"
I said, trying to soothe him.
"You have what, 3 all over level 7?
"True," he sighed with a shrug. "Probably once you get a few more trees leveled up, it'll kick in."
"Here's to hoping."
After taking a moment to brush myself off from my impromptu faceplant, we set off walking again, ignoring the few creatures that crossed our path, but still taking the time to grab any holly leaf we came across. Never hurts to have extra, was my motto, which probably also explained why I normally beat video games while having an inventory full of unused potions. So, I began, everyone care to explain what sort of new skills they got at level 10 now? Or are we still keeping secrets? Trace laughed before he started to explain his class choices.
I think we can spill the beans now. I chose Warrior, obviously, as my base class, and grabbed a racial and class trait called Roots of the Mountain, which gives me decent bonuses against being knocked down or bull-rushed out of the way, plus a small bonus against physical stunning attacks. After that, I grabbed Shield Slam skill, which, judging from the spikes on this shield, is gonna hurt anything it hits, and possibly knock it down. Then I also grabbed the second rank of Power Attack.
Constantine began next. As for me, I picked up a passive trait called Acrobatics, which gives me a crazy amount of flexibility and natural agility, along with a pretty decent boost to my jump height. After that, I grabbed the second rank of Sneak Attack, along with the second rank of Power Attack. I'm ready to go full stabby-stabby on whatever decides to get in my way.
Oh? I rose an eyebrow in slight surprise at Constantine's choices. No lockpicking or trap-finding abilities that rogues usually get?
Lockpicking was an option, Constantine nodded as he began to explain. But with us being all the way out in the wild, I figured it wasn't the best choice. I was thinking with how popular we are back in Aldford, we could probably just ask whomever to unlock whatever it is we need to get into. Oh, also, lockpicking was listed as a general skill, meaning anyone can learn lockpicking if they wanted to.
Good to know. I filed that bit of information away for later. We should all definitely learn that when we get a chance. As soon as I finished that statement, I was met with exaggerated groans and grumbling.
Lear, this is one of the reasons why we wanted to keep our skills a secret, Sierra exclaimed mockingly. We know that as soon as you get wind of something useful that we can all learn, you give us a well-reasoned argument that somehow forces us to.
Yeah, Caius laughed loudly. You're gonna turn us into some sort of Renaissance adventurers.
Well, if you'd rather let me keep all the loot from chests or doors I unlock, I said slyly. I could agree to that.
Fuck that, they all said at once.
Ha! Fine. Add it to the list, Sierra sighed begrudgingly. I assume you have a list, right?
I laughed and evaded Sierra's question by nodding my head at Constantine. So no traps?
Nothing available to me, Constantine said with a shrug. I think it might be tied into perception, to be honest, and possibly whatever voodoo site you magic users have for magical traps.
It's arcane sight,
Halcyon breathed with a bit of exasperation.
With how much variety this game has, I actually wouldn't be surprised if there was a voodoo site of some sort.
Take a bet?
Sucker's bet.
Halcyon shook his head at the rogue.
No way.
Anyway, I interrupted, trying to get back on track. How about your skills, Hal?
Well, as you know, arcane sight for one, Halcyon said as he started to list his abilities, which gives me the ability to see magic as a pale blue aura around things. I also grabbed a defensive spell called Force Shield, which is a channeled spell that lets me deflect, push, or block anything directly in front of me, up to a point. It saved my ass this morning with the horror, that's for sure. My other offensive spell, if you remember, is Pyroclap. It's an instant explosion of arcane energy that I can conjure at a specific location. Super useful and self-explanatory, I think.
Seeing that Halcyon was finished, Sierra jumped in. As for me, I also upgraded my sneak attack to the next rank and picked up a new ability called Rapid Shot, which lets me fire arrows faster at the expense of slightly reduced damage and accuracy. And I also chose a racial and class ability called Windrunner Stride, which when activated lets me shoot arrows while running at no penalty, along with a pretty good speed boost too. And before you ask, no, there wasn't a tracking ability to take either. I'm of the same mind as Constantine that it's somehow rolled into the perception skill.
You know me too well, Sierra, I laughed. That sounds great. You'll have a ton of mobility to get around and be wherever you need to be.
That's my plan. Staying still is always a good way to get killed.
How about you, Caius? I prompted the warlock. I remember you did something odd this morning and healed me.
Yeah, he began. A warlock is largely defined by what he chooses for a patron, and like I mentioned to you this morning, I formed a pact with a blood demon. What happened this morning wasn't quite healing you, but more of just giving you my health,
Caius said, slightly wincing at the memory.
It's from a new ability I have called Transference, which lets me transfer my life energy to anything that I'm touching.
So you lose hit points when you use it? I asked.
Yeah, I can roughly choose how much, though.
Caius nodded.
But for a short while after I use it, I get an awesome buff called Life Void, which gives me a huge bonus to my next life-draining spell, depending on how much life I transferred, which is why for my second spell I picked Life Tap. Depending on the fight, I can nearly or sometimes completely heal myself with a single tap.
That's so cool, Sierra exclaimed. Good thing this game isn't brutally heavy on needing healing, but I'm happy we have some heals available.
For sure, Caius said.
It'll take me a while to be more reliable with heals, though. I saw a few other curses that do damage over time and life drain, but they didn't scale that well at this level, so I didn't get any of them just yet.
Huh? Trace asked. What was your third skill, then?
Blood sense.
Sounds ominous, Constantine said a bit hesitantly. Caius paused as he tried to find the right words.
The best way I can describe it is as if I can hear the blood in living things close to me. I can hear all of your heartbeats, since you're all so close to me.
He paused, then waved to his right.
Over there, it's faint, but I hear a gentle sort of swishing. I think there's some sort of creature further away. It's hard to say.
So if something were to sneak up on you, you'd pretty much just hear them coming? I asked with a frown. That sounds powerful.
Well, maybe, Caius shrugged. It's like standing in the middle of a crowd. You hear everything, but everyone is saying the same thing. How can you figure out which is which? If I were somewhere where there usually isn't any life, then sure, I'd notice right away. Otherwise, it could just get lost in the noise of everything else around it.
I still think that's pretty awesome, I said, going through mental scenarios where such a skill would be useful.
So, what exactly is our plan right now, Lear? Sierra asked. Anything more concrete than just going on a spider-killing rampage?
Hey, sign me up for that,
Halcyon said excitedly.
Bad enough I'm wearing spider skin.
Not really, to be honest. I shook my head as I tried to come up with a mental map of how much of the webwood we'd explored. I sort of remember the direction I hunted in a few days ago when I first found Natasha. I figured to head in that direction and go from there.
Makes sense,
Sierra nodded, then perked up as the trees started to clear.
Finally, we're out of the trees. Let's stop for a drink. I'm thirsty.
With a spring in our steps, we made our way out of the forest and to the shore of Crater Lake, when something caught my eye.
Hang on.
Are those webs? I squinted at the nearby trees, watching silky strands billow in the wind.
Damn! What's wrong, Lear?
Trace asked, following my gaze.
I think the webwood is growing.
Chapter 25 Somewhere. Nemesis.
I extended my claws as I stretched, raking deep furrows into the ground while I shook myself awake. Out of habit, I began to groom myself, licking down stray fur and cleaning dirt off my body. It was only then that I realized something was different and finally understood what I had experienced the day before. I am... I exist. I can think. The revelation caused my fur to stand on end as a new emotion flooded me. Ecstasy. Eyes closed in bliss. My mind thought back to the Tulake I killed, the one whose death had gifted me with this newfound awareness of self. I remembered the whisper starting in my mind, moments after sinking my teeth into its head. The next thing I knew, I was running across the woods as if chased by a stampede. Everything afterward just a blur. As the ecstasy of the kill began to fade, I opened my eyes, looking about the den that I found myself in. I was surrounded by dirt, with several thick tree roots growing from the earth above me. The entire burrow was riddled with claw marks. My claw marks, I realized, as a brief memory of fear surfaced, one that led me to hide here. Sniffing fresh air, I left the burrow and pushed myself out into the forest. It was different than I remembered, the trees now covered in silky strands. The many lakes encroach. It is no longer safe here. I realized it would be time to leave this forest for another hunting ground soon. My eyes played across the surrounding area as I carefully searched for threats. Finding nothing, I turned to stride back towards the ridge, where I knew things would be safer. A familiar compulsion suddenly struck me, freezing me in place as invisible strands coiled around my body. I felt the presence of the Tulake in the distance. Oh, my mind reeled. I had tasted the creature's blood, felt it die beneath my claws. Why did it still live? The compulsion fanned my instinct to find the Tulake, to attack it once more, and ensure its proper demise, whatever the cost may be. My newfound reason, however, bade me to flee, far away from what I didn't understand, and the strange Tulake that would not die. The compulsion intensified, forcing itself deep into my mind. I felt a paw move, a halting step forward, as control was taken from me, quickly followed by another. I struggled to regain control, but there was nothing I could do. I was trapped.
The Webwood.
Scree!
Not bad! Drace congratulated me as a splashing sound echoed from the distance.
My turn! Squirt! Oh, dear. Ah! Oh, God! Why?
Halcyon started to shout as Drace, Caius, and I started laughing. In the days since we'd last hunted in the Webwood, it had drastically expanded. Fresh webbing covered trees all the way to the Aldford side of Crater Lake, and after taking a moment to reflect, it had been quite a while since I remembered seeing a snake, beetle, or fox cross our path. After pausing for a drink at the lake, we followed the shoreline towards our old hunting grounds. It didn't take long before we started spotting spiderlings nestled high in the trees or inside bushes. Initially, our plan was to bypass all the spiders we could and make our way deeper into the woods, hoping that the level difference would keep the critters off of us. Unfortunately, we ran into a problem. The second we approached the tree line, a horde of spiderlings leaped from the trees to attack us, in numbers that were far too great for even a group of level 10s to safely ignore. The forest was quite literally crawling with angry spiders. That horde quickly multiplied as we instinctively pulled back to the shoreline, catching the attention of dozens of other spiderlings perched on nearby neighboring trees. A somewhat hectic battle later had us reconsidering our approach as we recovered from the surprising aggressiveness the spiderlings had displayed.
Let Constantine and I sneak around quietly through the forest, Sierra suggested. I can't quite place it, but something feels off to me about the way the spiders are acting.
Happy to leave it in Sierra's hands, Drace, Halcyon, Caius, and I stayed behind near the shore while she and Constantine crept north into the Webwood, expertly evading the spiderling's notice. I should really work on my stealth skill, I thought wistfully to myself as I saw them disappear into the brush, the level difference finally working in our favor. For a while we stayed vigilant, prepared to rush forward in aid if a horde of spiderlings fell on them, but their practice and patience served them well, and we quickly felt them make their way deeper into the woods. Whatever skill they had at evading notice, though, didn't transfer to the rest of us. Even as we stood still near the shoreline, a handful of spiderlings would occasionally catch sight of us and spring from the forest in a suicidal attack. After getting over the excitement of the first few spiderling assaults, the lack of challenge and experience caused boredom to quickly set in. So, to help pass the time, until Sierra and Constantine returned, we invented a new sport. Spider punting. Which, unfortunately, Halcyon had found himself on the worse end of. Halcyon was knee-deep into the lake, feverishly trying to wash off the ichor covering his face and armor.
"Sorry, Hal,"
Drace shrugged in slight mock apology.
"I didn't think the critter would explode like that. I guess I must have kicked it too hard."
"You guess?"
Halcyon shrilled sarcastically.
"By all the gods that exist in this game and in reality, I am going to put so many fucking snakes in your bed when I can find ones big enough."
"I think you got a solid 25 feet on that one, Lear," Caius chuckled. "Though I think Drace may have beat you if his spider hadn't, malfunctioned."
I laughed. I was gonna go with lost containment.
"I can hear you too!"
Halcyon called as he began shuffling out of the water.
I think they're on their way back now," Drace said, suddenly looking off into the woods.
"Yeah," I agreed, sensing Sierra and Constantine gradually approaching. "They're getting closer." We watched the tree line, steadily feeling our two scouts make their way back to us. Before long, I spotted a glimpse of Sierra's red hair peeking from her helmet as she and Constantine stealthily crept from the forest edge and made their way over.
"Hey, we found..."
Sierra started to report, greeting us with a wave right before her eyes went to the water.
"Hang on. Why are there so many spiders in the water?"
"Hmm?"
I looked behind me and shrugged.
"Oh, we kept having stragglers attack us in singles or pairs, and we got bored of just killing them. So Drace and I just started punting them into the water to see who'd get one the furthest. They'll all despawn in a minute or two."
Sierra stared at me in slight disbelief, waiting for me to tell her I was kidding.
You're not joking?"
"Not at all. Anyway, what'd you find?"
Well,
I saw a slight smile cross her face as she shook her head and muttered,
"Boys. We didn't find what was causing it, but there's something in the forest that is forcing the spiders to push east en masse, almost as if they were fleeing from something."
"Well, I guess that explains their aggression and why there's so many of them out this way." I paused to scratch under my helmet as I thought. "What do you recommend we do? If they're running away from something, then we should definitely look into it, else they'll push right into Aldford."
"Yeah, that was my thought too."
Sierra nodded, and then turned to look at the forest, mentally retracing her steps.
"We should keep going further west, then make our way back northeast once we can find a way into the forest without getting swarmed."
"Sounds like a plan to me," I said, waving everyone else over. "Let's get moving."
Whoa, hold up there,"
Sierra said, holding a finger up as she spotted an approaching spiderling.
"We can't leave yet."
"Why not?"
"Because I haven't punted a spider yet."
"Got it!"
Sierra exclaimed in triumph as her bow sang and a spiderling fell from the tree.
"Move up! There's a small group ahead we'll need to take down too."
"Good shot," I said as I mentally triggered my blink step spell, successfully managing to blink forward 5 feet and reaching alteration level 6 in the process. Following Sierra's and Constantine's lead, we circled Crater Lake and entered the forest from the west, and had steadily been making our way back north towards the Webwood. So far, the spider density in this part of the woods was drastically lower than the roaming hordes we were constantly encountering earlier, reinforcing Sierra's theory that the spiders were migrating east. "Look," I pointed ahead as we hustled forward, indicating a tattered, web-covered tree ahead of us.
"This tree is dying and looks like it has been choked by the webs for a while. We're almost into the heart of the webwood."
What are we going to do then? Constantine asked. Wander until we trip over the ley line? That, or whatever is driving the spiders crazy, I replied, while watching Sierra knock an arrow and take aim. Assuming they're not the same thing.
Incoming!
Sierra whispered urgently as she loosed an arrow, quickly followed by another one. The two arrows flew through the air before piercing two spiderlings hiding in the nearby tree, killing them instantly. Four more spiderlings fell from the tree, chittering angrily as they sprinted towards us. A pair of magical bolts flashed past me, sending one spider to the ground, smoldering. Drace, Constantine, and I quickly sprang forward and effortlessly dispatched the remaining three.
These things are hardly even worth the effort, Constantine grumbled as he flicked his daggers clean. 13 experience points? Bah! It's gonna take nearly a 1,600 more of these just to hit level 11.
The critter's only level 7, Drace said with a shrug. Considering how easily we can squish one of them now, I'd say that's pretty generous.
Yeah, I'm just putting everything into leadership experience for the time being, I spoke while checking our surroundings for telltale glows of red or blue, which would indicate either something of interest or something hostile. Just a few dozen more spiders away from another leadership skill point.
Sweet,
Constantine said with a smile as he grabbed the loot off the dead spiderlings. I can definitely feel that speed buff already.
Hey, Lear, check this out.
Caius waved me over to the tree that the spiders had been hiding in, where Halcyon and Sierra were looking at something. Eh, what's up? I asked as I approached the tree.
We found claw marks on the tree, Halcyon said, pointing to deep gashes all along the tree base. Judging by the ragged webbing here, I'd say it happened fairly recently, too.
Following Halcyon's hand, I bent down to take a look at the gashes, finding dozens of them, ranging from a few inches to over 2 feet in length.
Looks pretty vicious. Maybe from a wandering bear? Or another wolverine like Drace found?
I don't think so,
Sierra said, shaking her head as she pointed to the claw marks.
These are barely shoulder high. If it were a bear or a giant wolverine, there'd be markings higher up the tree.
Hmm.
That's not all, though. She traced the claw marks with a finger. None of these are parallel to one another or grouped together.
What does that mean, exactly?
Drace asked while keeping an eye on the surrounding forest.
My guess? That whatever did this only had one claw.
A spider, then? Constantine said aloud. Plenty of them have just a single claw. Per claw. You know what I mean.
I have no idea, but I think the spiderlings tried to get away from something, but whatever was chasing it couldn't follow them up the tree.
I scratched my head as I digested Sierra's assessment. I guess we're going the right way.
Shall we push forward, then?
Sierra asked, quickly scanning the woods.
I don't see any spiderlings hiding nearby anymore. We should be able to move faster now.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find more marked-up trees like this. I motioned for Sierra to take the lead. Maybe we'll be able to find whatever's doing this. No longer forced to stop every few paces to deal with a nest of spiders, we quickly flew through the oldest parts of the webwood as we headed northeast. The sound of our crunching boots was all that filled the air, as the trees were far too encumbered with webs to even whisper in the wind. It's like the entire forest has been suddenly abandoned, I thought to myself. The eerie silence began to weigh on us as we moved through the woods, eventually spotting other trees with claw marks on them. At first it was a single tree every few dozen meters, then a handful every 10 meters. At some point we passed an invisible wall, and it became impossible to find a tree that wasn't clawed in some way.
Well, this is getting a bit creepy,
Caius commented nervously as we approached an area free of trees, yet still covered by all the forest's canopy.
I can hear all of your heartbeats, and only your heartbeats, by the way, so I know I'm not the only one that thinks so.
It's as if everything just left, Constantine replied.
Did this start happening yesterday when the spiderlings invaded Oldford?
Who knows,
Sierra whispered, holding an arrow nocked to her bow as she looked around.
I'm just wondering why we didn't see any spiderlings earlier in the day when we descended towards Crater Lake.
Maybe whatever was chasing them stopped here, I suggested as we approached the clearing. Web-covered branches littered the ground here. My eye spotted something jutting from a tangle of leaves and web.
Is that fabric?
I grabbed at the piece and gave it a sharp tug, pulling a large brown sheet free from the pile.
Hang on, is this a tent? Shit, this is a tent!
Broken support sticks tumbled out of the tent as I turned it over in my hands.
What is it doing here?
Well, I am totally spooked now,
Alcyon muttered as he nervously conjured a ball of blue fire in his hand after he saw me pull up the tent.
And I'd really appreciate it if we dialed the spookiness back down to manageable levels.
Dude, you can't use that word unless there's a skeleton around, Constantine chided Halcyon nervously.
This isn't the time to joke,
Halcyon snapped.
Quiet, I hissed as my eyes scanned the clearing. Check the area out.
Sierra and Drace quickly moved forward and began picking through the broken branches in the clearing.
Who tried to hide this, and who did they hide it from?
Lear,
Sierra said as she dragged a torn pack from a pile of branches.
This was the expedition camp Natasha was a part of.
She quickly made her way over to me and showed me an emblem on the bag.
This is the Iberian Mages Guild insignia. It's stitched right onto the bag. We saw this on flying banners when we were in Iberia.
Shit! This camp was attacked by goblins,
I exclaimed, remembering Natasha's recollection of the attack. I quickly looked around at what I now knew to be a campsite, trying to envision the attack.
Why did they try to hide the campsite? There's no one here for miles, especially if they were set to attack Aldford.
Maybe they didn't,
Drace mused as he cleared away some debris.
Check out these branches. They're all broken. Hell, some of them even look mangled like they were crushed by something.
He paused to look up into the forest canopy.
Look up there! There are a ton of branches that are all broken, too!
Curious, I walked over to Drace's vantage point and followed his gaze.
Huh. You're right. I wonder how that happened.
We stood silently for a moment as we tried to puzzle the sequence of events out.
A spider stampede?
Sierra suggested after a moment.
We know something was chasing them. The spiders probably tried to escape by running tree to tree, but when they got to this clearing, they had no other branches in reach.
And with enough spiders on a branch, Drace trailed off.
The longer I stay in this world, the harder it becomes to remember it's just a game, I thought to myself as I shook my head with a sigh, trying to banish the terrifying vision of a spider stampede. Events just happen, with or without us.
Guys, I hate to interrupt,
Caius called out urgently,
but we aren't alone anymore.
Chapter 26. Snapping back to the present, I whirled on Caius's words as I drew Razor.
Where?
Caius shook his head as he struggled to make out what his blood sensibility was telling him.
Everywhere.
We quickly formed up back to back in the center of the clearing as we nervously stared out into the forest.
It's getting closer,
Caius whispered as he readied a glowing blue missile in his hand. My eyes scanned the forest around us, looking for whatever it was that Caius could hear. A faint aura of blue caught my eye, outlining a strange crawling shape in the distance, followed by another and another.
Shit, we're surrounded.
I turned around, scanning the entirety of the forest around us, seeing pale blue auras all around us. Halcyon, I started to say.
Yeah, I see it too, Lear,
he said nervously.
See what?
Sierra hissed as she drew her bow, ready to fire. Magic auras, I explained. Spider-sized, I think. All around us.
Oh, fuck.
The auras started to increase in brightness as the circle around us tightened, giving better clarity to the shape beneath the aura.
Guys, these don't look like they're spiderling-sized,
Halcyon said nervously as he took a half step backwards into our circle.
He's right,
My head spun as I looked all around us, the auras coalescing into a dozen, 3-foot-tall, multi-limbed creatures. I conjured a flare in my hand as I mentally prepared myself for combat. No sense in waiting for them to jump us. Sierra, shoot where you see my flare go. I started barking out orders as I ready to toss my tiny fireball. Halcyon, paint your target. Caius, follow his lead. Be careful, they may explode if they die. I threw my flare at the brightest target I could see, the tiny missile blazing through 20 feet of air unerringly before splashing against the creature. A pair of expertly shot arrows quickly thudded deep into the creature as Sierra found her mark. There was a single heartbeat of silence before the entire forest screamed in pain. Blue light flared as a horde of creatures illuminated themselves and immediately shot forward from the nearby brush with an unexpected burst of speed, covering the intervening distance in less time than it took to blink. In the split instant, as a pair of creatures launched themselves at me, I saw what they were. It was a spider unlike I had ever seen before, completely night black and sleeker than anything its size had a right to be. Blue veins traced over the spider's carapace, pulsing with a malevolent energy that both the aberration and horror had lacked. Oversized and barbed pedipalps framed an equally massive pair of fangs. Then there were the claws. They were massive, almost beyond comprehension for a creature of the spider's size. 2 wicked scythe-like claws comprised the entirety of the spider's frontmost legs, which were gleaming with the same pale blue malevolence that the body shared. Everything about the spider screamed danger, instinct shouting at me to flee. As a pair of these creatures sailed through the air towards me, I had enough time to read a single tag that appeared in my vision. Webwood Predator, Level 10. I caught a pair of the glowing claws with Razor as the 2 predators leaped on me, trying to bear me down to the ground. The 2nd pair of claws bit through my armor and sliced into my upraised forearm, drawing blood and making me hiss in pain. It was all I could do not to flinch away from the pain and bring the spiders crashing down directly on me. Weathering the impact, I felt my feet slide across the ground until I felt my shoulders bump Halcyon in the back. A webwood predator slices you for 21 points of damage. A webwood predator slices you for 24 points of damage. Gritting my teeth, I shoved back at the spiders with a yell as I struggled to cancel their momentum, feeling yet another hot wave of pain as the claws sawed deep into my arm. Barely dodging a flailing pedipalp, I felt it scrape across my helmet ineffectively, inches away from blinding me as I threw the 2 predators off me. I heard Constantine scream in pain behind me as the predators crashed to the ground before me. Not willing to chance a glance behind me, I quickly uttered the trigger word for shocking touch, filling the hand that held Razor full of electricity. I felt the charge course through my arm as I slashed down with my sword, putting extra power behind the blow. You, Power Attack 1, a webwood predator for 41 points of damage. Your shocking touch discharges into a webwood predator for 39 points of damage. I felt Razor cut easily through the spider as the spell discharged itself through the metal blade. The creature froze momentarily as the electricity shot through it.
I'm gonna need help here,
I heard Halcyon shout.
I can't hold this shield much longer.
Constantine needs healing, Caius yelled directly after Halcyon. And I need a victim to drain. They're too fast for me to catch.
My response was taken from me as my 2 enemies had recovered blindingly fast and slashed out at me furiously.
God, it's like fighting a pair of angry blenders.
I feverishly worked Razor through a set of dizzying parries as I tried to deflect their claws into one another's path. Even then, they still scored 6 glancing blows. If something doesn't change quickly, I'm gonna die from 1,000 paper cuts. Little did I know that Sierra was about to answer my prayer.
Caius!
Sierra shouted.
How long do you need to heal Constantine? 3 seconds,
he replied, slightly unsure.
Maybe 4? I'm gonna try and give you 5,
Sierra yelled, and suddenly sprinted out of the circle with an unearthly grace as she activated Windrunner's stride, effortlessly dodging past a trio of predators in her way.
Sierra, no!
Drace boomed as we saw her take off, catching the attention of nearly all of the nearby spiders.
Oh, shit.
Sierra! I swore to myself as her flight triggered something in the webwood predators as they turned to focus on a lone target, including the pair that had been threatening me.
I need a mob!
Caius's scream tore through our surprise. Fueled by rage, Dre slammed his shield into a wheeling predator, practically flattening it against the ground before it could run after Sierra. His wicked blade claw chopped into the creature, sending out a glowing spray of ichor as he dragged it backwards, tossing it behind him.
Lyrian, keep it down!
He bellowed right before he roared at another hesitating predator and launched into a brutal assault before it could chase after Sierra.
Fuck yeah!
I screamed mindlessly as I stabbed Razor straight through the stunned predator, burying it a hand's length in the ground. As I slammed my armored knee into the creature's back, I finally chanced a glance over to Caius and Constantine. Constantine was lying flat on the ground, twin holes gushing blood from his neck and side, his face pale and filled with pain. Caius was kneeling beside him with a hand on his chest.
Caius, no!
I shouted as I twisted my blade to keep the creature from writhing out under me. On my words, the wounds instantly vanished from Constantine as Caius activated transference. I was close enough to hear him gasp in pain before his other hand slapped the smooth chitin of the predator and flared red. Like a dying man finding an oasis, Caius drank in the predator's life energy as its struggles grew weaker under my blade. When Caius finally drew his hand away, the blue glow of the creature was gone, and the body crumbled under my weight.
What the fuck?
I exclaimed as I practically fell through the creature.
Incoming!
I heard Sierra scream over the screeching of the predators chasing her. Standing up, I whirled on her voice and saw her sprinting towards us with a swarm of predators in tow. Blood flowed freely from a deep cut on the cheek, spraying in the air as she ran.
Halcyon, force shield in front of Drace as soon as Sierra passes by!
I barked, seeing Drace brutally dismember a spider in front of him, the glow fading away from the creature as it too crumbled to dust. At least these aren't exploding. Seeing Constantine on his feet, I motioned for him to take Drace's shield side. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, completely fucked up.
He shook his head.
I'm okay.
Good, let's go. Moving up to stand beside Drace, I saw Sierra's long strides quickly eating up the distance between us as the horde of predators nipped at her heels.
Halcyon is gonna need to be fucking quick on this,
I worried to myself, remembering Halcyon's fear of spiders as he planted himself in front of Drace to receive the spider's charge.
Hopefully he doesn't choke.
Eyes wild, Sierra charged towards us as the predators tore the ground up behind her, wicked claws gleaming eerily in the forest gloom. At the last moment, before running headlong into Halcyon, she dropped into a slide, skidding just past his legs. The moment Sierra was safe, Halcyon's shield slammed into place, a slight distortion marking the arc of the shield. Caught running full stride, the chasing predators had no chance or warning to slow down. They violently collided into Halcyon's shield with a vicious crunch as the momentum sent them all piling into one another. The impact sent Halcyon sliding backwards into Drace as the warrior's massive form helped keep the mage steady.
Shields down, Halcyon! Attack while they're stunned!
I shouted as I moved forward, trusting Halcyon to bring the shield down in time. I saw the mage sidestep Drace, ducking under the warrior's outstretched shield arm as he wound up for a sweeping cleave. A thunderclap of mage fire announced the departure of Halcyon's force field, washing over nearly the entire pile of spiders. Drace's wicked blade claw quickly swept through the tangle of spiders, easily severing half a dozen limbs in a single pass. Ducking under Drace's follow-through, Razor crackled with electricity as I skewered a pair of predators, sinking my blade right to the hilt and wrenching it violently for maximum damage. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Constantine land two thunderous blows that punctured deep into a predator that already carried twin arrows lodged deep into its carapace. Even as the creature began to dissolve, he had already torn his dagger fangs free, seeking another target. Moving with incredible speed, the horde of predators finally managed to untangle themselves from one another, each bearing at least a single wound or burn as they redoubled their attack.
All that and we just got two?
I grimaced while doing a quick mental count of the spiders still standing.
8 left. We can do this.
Push forward! Don't let them flank! I shouted out as the predators began to spill over the sides of our formation. I kept Razor moving in a blur as I parried or deflected a seemingly endless avalanche of glowing claws. Finding an opportunity, I sliced through an offending leg, then quickly twisted my body to slap away yet another claw that would have completely pierced through Drace's side.
Step!
Sierra bellowed. It took a half second for the training to kick in, promptly reminding me to take a step to the right. 2 arrows whistled past my vacated spot, thudding into a surprised predator, quickly followed by another burst of mage fire that sent it disintegrating. Another one bites the dust, I grinned to myself as I glided back to my usual spot at Drace's right side, carving a wicked gash across a carapace.
What the hell?
Halcyon shouted in surprise.
Lear, behind you!
Sierra screamed. I spun wildly, ready to slash out at a flanking predator. I barely noticed that Sierra and Halcyon had broken formation as my mouth fell open in shock.
Oh, fuck!
I felt icy tendrils of terror shoot through my veins. A massive puma soared through the air at me, claws outstretched, maw open. As it slammed into me and knocked me off my feet, my mind snapped back to my death, filling me with dread. I felt a single thought cross my mind.
Not again.
Chapter 27. The impact knocked the wind out of me, sending me sailing through the air and landing on top of a pair of predators. I felt chitin crunch under me as my nemesis slammed its weight down onto me, pinning me down.
Fuck! Did this thing get even bigger?
The thought crossed my panicking mind as I reflexively punched the giant cat in the face. I grabbed the creature's throat as its head rocked back, trying to simultaneously strangle the beast single-handedly and keep it from adding another collection of scars to my face. Massive claws dug into my chest, thankfully unable to pierce through the reinforced carapaces that I had stitched onto my armor, as it lunged forward to take a bite of me. My hand struggled to keep its grip on the creature's throat as powerful muscles drove the head towards me. Remembering my other hand still held Razor, I stabbed inwards, hoping to drive my blade deep into my nemesis's side. The tip of the blade barely punched into the side of the puma before it ground against the creature's ribcage. The beast roared in pain on top of me as it tried to shrug itself off my blade, its hind claws digging deep into my legs as it raked deep furrows in my flesh.
Why is this thing so dead set on killing me?
My mind reeled in pain as I tried to suck in a breath of air. I felt the 2 predators writhing under me as they struggled to escape. A flash of blue caught my eye as I saw a predator's gleaming scythe claw break free from under me and begin to flail wildly.
Damn it! I can't catch a break!
I gasped as the puma's claws finally managed to pierce through my chest armor. I had to make a move fast if I was going to survive this.
Alteration, please don't let me down.
Chancing a quick glance to my right, I fixated on a distant patch of brush, free from anything nearby. Taking a quick breath and sending a quick prayer to all the gods I knew, I let go of the puma's throat and triggered Blinkstep. The world blurred as I teleported out from under the puma and the wild scythe claw, appearing in the air a short distance away. I landed onto the ground with a sigh of relief.
That was too close.
I gasped a desperate breath as I rolled to my feet, looking back at the pile of creatures. My nemesis looked confused, as it found itself biting down into a predator instead of my throat. Committed, it shook its head viciously as it thrashed the creature around on the ground, sending another spider crumbling to dust.
Lear, are you okay?
I heard Caius shout from nearby. The party had momentarily scattered when the puma attacked from behind and knocked me out of our line. Despite falling on 2 of them, the rest of the predators had taken advantage of the distraction and redoubled their attack. I saw that Sierra had dropped her bow in favor of her sword to keep the creatures from flanking Halcyon and Caius.
Yeah,
I lied, trying to hide how much the memory of my death had unsettled me. I quickly started to move back towards the group.
Fucking cat! This is gonna end here!
On hearing my voice, the puma's head instantly fixated on me and bared its teeth in a roar. Slapping away the second predator with a paw, it sprang forward towards me, ready for blood. But before it could cover more than a single stride, a pair of spiders peeled away from the party, blocking the puma's path. Skidding to a halt, the big cat hissed with fury as it swiped a claw at a spider that dared to cross its path, rending 5 jagged lines into the creature's carapace that began to spew glowing ichor. Welcoming the distraction, I sprinted back towards the relative safety of the party, still wheezing for air as my lungs struggled to settle themselves. Seeing Sierra under assault by a pair of predators, I angled my charge to sneak attack the pair from behind, the electricity crackling through Razor as I cast Shocking Touch yet again. My blade brutally pierced through an unsuspecting predator's abdomen, splitting the creature open as my momentum drove the blade forward.
"Get your bow!"
I shouted at Sierra as I took her place in the line, now on Constantine's left side as the predator I had just trampled evaporated into dust.
"Thanks, Lear,"
Sierra gasped as she backpedaled, quickly sheathing her sword, then stooping to pick up her bow. Faced with only a single predator this time, and a wounded one to boot, I unleashed a furious combination of blows designed to bully the creature into the ground, smashing it with relentless overhand attacks. The predator desperately attempted to block and deflect my attacks with its massive claws, but with it fighting alone and no longer having the benefit of surprise, it began to flag under my assault. With a snap, I shattered a claw into pieces and chopped Razor deep into the predator's thorax, sending yet another spurt of glowing ichor in the air. At that moment, Constantine's dagger fang seized an opening, burying itself deep between the spider's cluster of eyes. I kicked out at the creature, sending it sliding off Constantine's dagger fang and quickly disintegrating as it collapsed to the ground.
"I need help here!"
I heard Dre shout out behind me.
"Cat is coming to dance!"
"Go, Lear!"
Constantine shouted as he caught a claw on his dagger fang.
"I got this!"
"Right."
I stepped backwards as I turned, moving to Drace's right side. On my way through the defensive pocket we'd formed, Caius clapped me on the shoulder and I felt my wounds vanish.
"Ah!"
He winced as he removed his hand and moved to fill the spot I'd just left.
"Go get it, Lear." "Constantine!"
I heard him grunt.
"Line the critter up for me."
As I stepped up towards Drace, I saw the puma sinking its teeth into another webwood predator and violently whipping the spider around. In the brief instant I had lost sight of the creature, it had acquired a pair of long gashes along its body, with one of Sierra's arrows firmly entrenched in its hindquarters. Doing a quick count, I saw only 3 more predators remaining. One by Constantine, one by Drace, and another in the puma. Shit, scratch that. It's already dead, the angry cat having just killed its spider.
"Bring it, kitty,"
I taunted the puma as a blue missile flew past me and splashed across the creature's shoulder. Hissing in pain, the puma glared at me and then roared in anger and frustration. For the briefest of moments, I made eye contact with the beast and saw a glint of intelligence behind the bright amber eyes. Then it was gone. As quickly as the puma had tried to ambush me, it turned to flee, running off deep into the forest.
"No!"
I screamed as hot rage welled up inside me. I sprung forward as the creature fled.
"Get back here, you fucking cat!"
"Lear!"
Trace yelled as I took off to chase the wounded creature.
"Wait for us!"
Breaking into a full sprint, I left the clearing and the party behind. I pumped my legs furiously as I began to gradually close the gap with the fleeing puma, Sierra's arrow greatly slowing down its maximum speed.
"Hey!"
I shouted at the creature, trying to get its attention, anger completely overriding the wisdom of taunting such a massive cat.
"You fucking want me? Here I am! I'm not gonna be afraid of you! Let's see how you fucking like it when something fucking tackles you out of nowhere!"
I lunged forward as I triggered Blinkstep once more.
"Oh, please don't let me faceplant."
The world blurred as I instantly teleported 30 feet forward, directly on top of the fleeing puma.
"Fucking right!"
My mind roared with glee. I slammed into the beast with the best flying tackle I could muster, completely breaking its stride and sending the both of us skidding to the ground.
"How the fuck you like that?"
I roared in triumph as I rode the creature to a stop. My fist crackled with electricity as I viciously punched the creature in the back of the head, completely forgetting I still held a razor in my other hand.
"A thunder punch right upside the head might teach you to leave me the fuck alone!"
It was at this point that I realized that I was straddling a very angry 700-plus-pound mountain lion, completely by myself.
Oh, fuck!
The creature twisted under me as it planted its feet on the ground, coiling its muscles in preparation to leap. The puma launched itself a solid 8 feet into the air, even as it dragged my not inconsiderable 200-ish-pound body into the sky. Twisting wildly in a way only a cat can, it slipped out from under me and we both crashed to the ground in a heap. I instantly sprang to my feet, just in time to dodge a swiping claw as the puma regained its balance. We both took half a step backwards as we collected ourselves and began to test one another's defenses. My eyes drank in every detail of the creature as I looked for weaknesses. I saw a number of weeping wounds running along the creature's body, marring the golden fur with blood. A slight lean to one side told me it was favoring its rear left leg. A probing tongue flicked over a broken fang. There, I saw my opening and charged forward, at the same instant the creature coiled to attack. With a thunderous crash, we slammed together in a tangle of blood, teeth, and metal, neither of us holding an ounce of energy in reserve as we each did our absolute best to kill one another. I fought purely on instinct, my body reacting faster than my mind could process. A slight shift of my leg let a swiping claw sail harmlessly by, followed by a quick step forward to slice a thin line across it as it passed. An open palm, slapping away the creature's maw, turned a potentially crippling bite to the arm into a minor graze as the teeth missed their mark. Minutes felt like lifetimes as neither of us dared to slow our tempo, lest the other seize a decisive advantage. We fought past endurance, past reason. Reality snapped back into focus as I found myself driving Razor deep into the puma's side. The same instant I felt teeth close down on my leg. Pain exploded through my body as teeth tore through flesh and muscle, leaving me screaming louder than I ever thought I could. Like a puppet with its strings cut, I fell to the ground in a heap. With a twist, the puma pulled itself off of my sword, whimpering as it let go of my leg. Blood leaked freely from the wound as it backed away from me. I looked at the creature, expecting to see anger and hatred flicker in its amber eyes right before it killed me a second time. For a fleeting instant, as we locked eyes, I saw profound sadness cross the puma's eyes before the emotion vanished, leaving the creature's gaze blank for the briefest of moments. Then the anger arrived. As I struggled to comprehend what I had just seen, the puma let out a long hiss and began to move forward. Grasping Razor tightly, I prepared myself for one last attack. I didn't care if I survived anymore. Death was a small price to pay to make sure that I took the creature with me. Only then would I truly be safe again. Only one chance at this, I told myself as the creature crept closer. Wait until it's committed, then kill it before it kills me. I exhaled a ragged breath as I waited for the puma to make its move, watching it intently. Closer, closer, closer.
Lyrian!
A voice shouted out behind me. I heard a dull twang echo a heartbeat after. The puma flinched as a black arrow whizzed past it, barely missing its head. It snarled as it looked past me and then quickly abandoned its approach. Whirling out of my reach, it turned and limped off into the forest at a slow trot.
No!
I shouted, voice suddenly hoarse, as I tried to force my tattered leg to stand, but promptly fell to the ground.
No, 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 it's gonna escape.
My expression was wild with pain as I dragged myself forward after the creature.
I have to get it. I won't be safe until it's dead.
Fixing my eye on the departing creature, I triggered Blinkstep.
I have to kill it.
The spell instantly came apart as I cast it, the mana bleeding into the air around me.
No, not like this.
I desperately tried to trigger the spell again, gripping Razor so tight that my hand began to cramp. I felt the world begin to blur, then pain blossom through my body as the spell came apart, the mana rebounding into my body. My vision blurred as I lost consciousness, leaving me with a single fleeting thought.
Damn.
Lyrian! Lyrian!
My return from darkness was slow and disorienting. I felt something slapping at my face, aggravating the wounds across my head.
Shit, he's bleeding out. Caius, see what you can do. Oh, man. This isn't good.
I struggled to ward off whatever was hitting me in the face. I felt a flash of pain as something touched my chest. Then the pain instantly vanished.
Lyrian, what the fuck?